You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is Genesis chapter 3 and verse 1 to 5. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, had God said, Ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, Ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, You shall not surely die. For God doth know that in the day you eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. I want to stress a little bit on that verse 5. And I want to bring to your consciousness the fact that there is a knowledge that God does not want us to seek. There is a knowledge that God does not want us to walk in. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil was right there in the garden. But God did not intend Adam and Eve to operate by that knowledge. Everything about Adam came from God. So when Adam said, I was afraid, I was naked, God said, Who told you? That means you have access to knowledge that is now outside of God. It is not every knowledge that is permitted for man to access. There is a knowledge that can make a human being to disappear and appear in another place. There is a knowledge that can make a human being to travel in the sky at night. There is a knowledge that can make a human being to be rich. There are things a human being can do that will make a human being to be rich. There is a knowledge that a man can access, and a woman he wants, whether that woman likes it or not, would end up wanting that man. There is a knowledge that makes that possible, especially on those who are not in Christ. That knowledge is possible, is available. There are so many things going on in the world today. People are accessing knowledge that God does not intend for us to access. Please desist from such knowledge. In fact, the good thing is that the knowledge of Christ, which we have been called to access, which is the tree of life, because Christ is the one who gives life. He is the life. Now, that knowledge is superior to the knowledge of the world. Please note that in Egypt, they were able to turn a stick or rod to snake. Moses did the same, and they would copy Moses. But finally, God demonstrated that the knowledge of Christ is greater than the knowledge of good and evil, which they've been able to access. It's not every human being that you are dealing with that is just operating at intellectual level. You see, you can operate at intellectual level. That is just man. You can also operate at the knowledge of good and evil. That means you are accessing a knowledge from evil. But you can also operate from the knowledge of God. So you can see three realms of knowledge. As God's children, it is okay to have intellectual knowledge, but we have been called to walk in the knowledge of God. We must have nothing to do with the knowledge of evil. Don't go to any place that they have to put incision on your body. Don't go to a place where they are asking you to drink something, or where they're asking you to bathe at night. Those things work because they are knowledge outside of God that God does not want us to access. There are a lot of satanic
knowledge that we will begin
to see in the world, that Satan wants men to engage in those kind of knowledge, and they will produce results. If care is not taken, you will be tempted to access that kind of knowledge. I want to say that sadly, it is also possible that even preachers have gone ahead to access those kind of knowledge, and they've brought it to the pulpit. A preacher was saying to a lady that because this lady sings, but she wants to blow, you know, she wants to become famous, which shows that she's not really singing for Christ. Anybody who is singing for Christ will not be seeking to be famous. So she went to this place. Her friend took her there to a church, so to say. And the man they called pastor there, after service, said, if you can have sex with me, you will become rich, you become famous. In 6 months, you'll travel all over the world. And her friend who had done it, who had now become rich, were there as testimony. Brethren, it actually works. This lady reached out to me to ask me that, can I do it? I said, are you not born again? Are you not a child of God? How can you be fornicating? Let me tell you the truth. There are sexual intercourse that you can engage in that will unlock the wealth of this world to you. It works. But it is a knowledge God never intend for you to seek. God said, you shall not eat it. The day you eat it, you will die. When you access the knowledge of Satan, you are accessing death. So please, have nothing to do. The knowledge we have been called to access is the knowledge of Christ. Did you know that today I see preachers, what they are preaching on the pulpit is actually this knowledge. They are preaching it subtly, but many people are not aware of what they are doing. That's what they are preaching. Some are even doing it, demonstrating certain things openly. But a lot of believers are not even aware of what they are doing. That is why we must give attention to the word of God, where the true knowledge of God comes to us. And that is the knowledge of life. And that is the knowledge of light. May the Lord give you understanding. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852, to understand more of the burden of this ministry and our programs. Please visit livingthrone.org, www.livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.